Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about allowing God to do a perfect work of patience in us and not allowing temptation to sway us. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
You will never become a complete Christian if you do not have and exercise patience. And patience will come through trial, suffering, and more testing. We never arrive in this life. Don't expect to arrive in this life to where you have no trials and troubles. I always thought my parents had been through everything. And then my mother got cancer. And oh, that trial was even worse. And you would have thought someone that experienced everything there was to experience could handle anything that would come up. And yet now my mother had terminal cancer. And she realized, and realized it very well, that for this trial, she would just have to trust wholly and lean totally upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and she did. And what a blessing she was to me and so many others, teaching us how to live for Christ and how to die in Christ. It was wonderful. But I say all that to say, you do not arrive in this life. You don't master it all. Now, there is much clamoring and criticizing, turmoil and tension in our churches today because Christians simply do not endure. In other words, they're Christians that simply have not grown up. They're still babes in Christ. You'll never have patience without fully committing yourself to trusting the instruction of the Word of God, to live by it regardless of life's trials. Now, this book is written to believers, and it's telling them to count it all joy when they fall into divers testings, because it's the road to maturity as a Christian. Now, again, that word divers has the idea of not only many, but of different kinds. We all have read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But that word want does not mean the believer will not desire anything. However, it does mean he will never lack what he needs when he needs it. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, my friend, you notice he says that ye may be able to bear it. You must bear it. But you do it in full trust of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that his yoke, although his yoke is a heavy yoke, will be easy. And his burden, although it be a burden of fire, will be light. Because he will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's his promise. Now that verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13, means when he says there is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, that others have been there, and they passed the test. Don't try to figure out the end when you're nowhere near the end of a trial. Just know and keep it in mind that God is with you all the way, and He has allowed it. Therefore, He's doing it to improve your eternity. Again, we go back to Matthew 5, 10 through 12, where it talks about being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Isn't it interesting today we live in a day where people are trying to make churches user-friendly and to the point that it's not an offense, so to speak, to anyone? In other words, the idea is this. If we really work on it and we do our best, then nobody will be offended at us. And so we'll have the music the world likes. We'll dress the way the world likes to dress, whether it's mini skirts or short shorts, or come dressed like you're going to a gym to work out. And God doesn't mind if we're irreverent in His house, as long as we, along the line, tell them they need to be born again and that Jesus will save them. Now, of course, that means we have to leave out a lot of repentance, don't we? Well, my friend, trying to develop a religion in Christianity that has no consequence is not the Christianity or faith of the Bible. There is a promise. It's not a maybe. Yea, and all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yes, you cannot figure out the end when you're nowhere near the end of the trial, but understand, just like Matthew 5, 10 through 12, where Jesus promised a great reward for those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, you endure through that trial, you do what you're supposed to do as a Christian, and God will reward it. Trouble, therefore, should not scare off the believer. If you endure, you'll be more kind, you'll be more meek, and you'll be more long-suffering if you have endured the problem rightly. Now, my friend, if you're listening today and you're not sure that if you died that heaven is your home, this so-called enduring rightly will mean nothing if you're not truly saved. And saying, all right, I'm going to do some of these things about long-suffering, about kindness and meekness and other things that may have been mentioned in the course of this couple of days here on this message, my friend, it will mean nothing if Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, because they will not earn heaven for you. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In Acts 4:12, we're told there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, I know that sounds very narrow, and it is. Jesus said that He was the only way to eternal life in heaven. There is no other way. There's only one way. So, yes, it is a narrow way. There is a broad way, but Jesus said that broad way leads into destruction, and many there be that which go in thereat. And if you're trying to work your way to heaven, you'll break hell wide open. You see, nobody else can save you. Only Jesus Christ. No church, no preacher, no individual. Only Jesus can save you. You cannot save yourself. Jesus paid your penalty. In Romans 10:9, He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You must believe that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Why would Jesus do that for you? Romans 5:8 says, God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. My friend, there is no reason that you deserve His death and burial and resurrection. No reason that you deserve the shed blood of Christ. He did it, not because we deserve it. He did it because He loves us. And so knowing that, you have a need to admit your state before God. The Bible says for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you must admit that you're a sinner. All of us have done wrong things. We've all sinned. Somebody says, well, I've done wrong. I've sinned, but I'm not a sinner. That's like a thief saying, I've stolen here and there, but I'm not a thief. Now, usually what we mean by that is that we're not as bad as someone else. And I've found that over the years, that when a person says that to me, I'm not like some of the hypocrites at the church. I've never figured out why they compare themselves to the hypocrites instead of the pure and holy and on fire serving God people. It's always to the hypocrite. And so in that, in and of itself, they're being hypocritical by not using the real McCoy to compare themselves. But you see, we're not compared to Christians. I'm not even compared to the Apostle Paul. The Bible says that I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're compared to Jesus Christ, and every one of us comes short of Jesus Christ. So my friend, realize that when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, shedding his precious blood, he was doing that for you, for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Your penalty of death and separation from God was paid for by Jesus Christ. You can't do that work. The only thing that you can do is believing that he did that for you like he said he did. You call upon him to save your soul, giving him your life. And if you'll do that, his promise is that he'll save you, because God does not lie. You must believe that he literally died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. His spirit was 3 days in the lake of fire. He was down there. He was in hell. He preached to the spirits in prison, the Bible tells us. But then he rose up and ascended up on high. And now he is ever living to make intercession for you and me. So my friend, believing he did that, you call upon him and you ask him to save you. And you do that through prayer. And you can do that right now, right where you are. It doesn't require that you're in a church house. You can pray right where you are. And perhaps you would pray right now, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I'm willing to turn from my sin, and I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life as my personal Savior. Save me right now, and thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, write us and let us know. We want to hear from you. And just write us, say, Brother Andy, I heard your radio message today, and I prayed with you, and I asked the Lord to save me. And I'll send you a booklet absolutely free titled Building Blocks, and this will instruct you in your new Christian life. And also, if you are saved, but you'd like to have the booklet, write us, because this booklet will help you in how to study the Bible, teach you things that you ought to pray for, things about serving the Lord through your local church, how to lead another soul to Christ. And these are things that you can use for your own life, as well as maybe to help others to be better members and better Christians in your local church. And so let me encourage you to write us and ask for the booklet. As I said, it's absolutely free. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen to our Lamp and Light broadcast, because that's how Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.